Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Josh Wigler here with another round of The Last of Us podcast here on Post Show Recaps as we are gearing up for the January 15th premiere of HBO's The Last of Us, based on the critically acclaimed Naughty Dog video game of the same name, which are a bunch of words that make little to no sense to my two co-pilots today on The Last of Us podcast, who are going to find out in severe detail what all of those words mean alongside you, dear listener, in a very special edition of The Last of Us podcast that we'll be trotting out all season long. Last of Us first play here on PSR. Let's bring them in. First and foremost, you know them from the Final Fantasy podcast. If you listen to that on Post Show Recaps, our lead games correspondent here, who has made a name for themselves by playing video games that they have never played before on a podcast for the first time and is about to do it all over again, the great Brooklyn Zed, come on in.
Hello. Thanks for stopping by our podcast, Josh, that you left in my hands.
Well, I trust you. Did I make a mistake? I hope not.
No, it's just I would never have predicted that I was going to be the primary video game correspondent for a TV podcast network.
Life takes us on a journey sometimes, including the journey that leads us to our next co-host here for The Last of Us First Play podcast. It is another person who has never played The Last of Us video game before, but shall be playing it for the first time for the sake of this podcast. And when I was talking to her the other day, she told me something wild about video games that I wish to interrogate here on the podcast, because I have questions. She is my community building co-host. She will be joining Brooklyn Zed for a first play of The Last of Us on The Last of Us podcast here. Jess Sterling. Jess.
Hi.
Hello.
Me.
How
I'm
you doing?
Here to play some video games. Good.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very excited. I feel like this is the lower stakes podcast, which makes me very excited, Zed, because we don't have to have all of the background knowledge. Like we can come
in. Because we don't have it.
Exactly. Exactly. So we could come in with fresh eyes. Full hearts. Can't lose.
No, you can definitely lose at this game. And when you do, you'll be viscerally ripped apart piece by piece with elaborate game over death screens. So
yeah, I gotta say the phrase severe detail does not instill a whole lot of confidence in my my mental state for this podcast.
Get hype. Severely detailed deaths are in store for the Last of Us First Play podcast. So let's just set up what this is. Speaking of severe detail, the great Mike Bloom, Grace Leader, and Taryn Armstrong have already set up what the Last of Us post-show recaps podcast coverage plan looks like here for the season of The Last of Us, which, if you're just joining us, Last of Us, basically a zombie horror survival game, though it's not quite an accurate description, they're not zombies, is being adapted for HBO as a TV show, 9 episodes starting January 15th and running through March. The review embargo just lifted, and the reviews are outstandingly, overwhelmingly positive. So this is a very exciting thing about the quality of the show that is apparently quite high. And we have a lot of different podcasts that are going to be surrounding The Last of Us here on Post Show Recaps. Mike and Grace are going to be taking the first crack at The Last of Us each and every week with recaps on Sunday nights right after the episodes air. You want to make sure you never miss an episode. You can subscribe to our RSS link, postshowrecaps.com/Last of Us or postshowrecaps.com/Lou. Because, yeah, that is a thing we could call this if we get scared and nervous and just need to remember it's make-believe. Just call it Lou. Lou can't hurt you, Zed.
I don't know if that's – I'm going to guess that's not true at all.
Yeah, there is a possibility that Lou can hurt you quite deeply.
I don't know a whole lot, but I do feel like you're lying to me.
I am. It's a lie. Lou can hurt you. So make sure you're subscribed. PostShowRecaps.com/Lou or just search Post Show Recaps Last of Us wherever you get your podcasts. And might I add, if you could subscribe and if you could give a rating and a review as well, especially during this early portion of the season, tremendously appreciated and helpful for your friends here at Post Show Recap. So that's the first podcast that comes out every week on Last of Us. Beyond that, we have the Last of Us Video Game Spoiler Club, which is going to be a podcast from the perspective of two people who have played the Last of Us video games, both of them already. That's going to be Grace and Taryn Armstrong each and every week. They'll talk it through in a spoiler-free capacity before getting spoiler-filled in the second portion of that podcast. Really, really fun stuff, I think, coming from Grace and Taryn. There's also the return of the Last of Us Versus podcast. I guess it's the first Last of Us Versus podcast, which will be myself and LaTanya bringing the Versus vibes from House of the Dragon back to Post Show Recaps. We're going to be talking about the Last of Us Versus. I'm just going to say it because I'm really excited about this and we haven't said it on the podcast yet. We've got a kickoff show coming later in the week, but let's get it out of the way right now. It's going to be The Last of Us Versus Station 11. It's another HBO pandemic apocalypse show that aired a year ago based on an incredible novel, a really wonderful show that we did not get a chance to podcast about during the time that it was airing. LT has a lot of thoughts on Station 11. I have a lot of thoughts on Station 11. If you haven't seen that show yet, this will be a great time to finally watch that show alongside Last of Us. Jess, I know you're psyched about Station 11. You really like this.
I love Station 11. It is, I found to be a very cathartic, healing experience to watch. It triggers a lot of emotions. So, like, if you are a very, like, COVID sensitive, I would give you a little bit of a warning going into it. But I felt like it really healed some wounds for me watching it. It was one of the most, like, emotional experiences I've had watching a series. I think it's such a beautiful story. It's so, so, so well done. So I'm really excited for that podcast because I think there's, from what I know of The Last of Us, I feel like there's going to be a lot of, you know, parallel storylines or parallel vibes.
There's going to be a lot to mix and match. I think it's going to be really fun. Zed, you've never seen Station 11. I don't think you even know what it is.
To about the same degree that I know what The Last of Us is. It's been on my, like, HBO to watch list along with 100 other things, and instead I'm just watching Taskmaster and Bake Off on a loop because that's about where my brain media
Fair
consumption
enough.
Is right now.
Yeah. I think you'd like Station 11 quite a bit is my hunch. And if you out there haven't watched it yet, heed Jess's warning for sure about some of the triggerable content when it comes to COVID. It was last year especially, I was not ready to talk about this behind the microphone. I think I've got a lot more to say about it right now. I'm really excited to get into it with LaTanya. So that's going to be a pit stop here on The Last of Us podcasts each and every week. We'll have bonus shows as well, feedback shows, but we also have this show, which is Last of Us First Play. And as the name implies, this is going to be the podcast for people who have never played The Last of Us video game, who are watching the show fresh and having never seen or heard anything about The Last of Us before, but are kind of curious to play the game as well and would love to have friends along for the ride. That's where Zed and Jess are going to come in. Zed, a seasoned video game player at this point in time, you've got the epic Twitch, twitch.tv/hardrockhope. You stream games, you get into it. You've never played The Last of Us, but it's going to happen now for the podcast for the first time, as you and Jess are going to be going through The Last of Us each and every week, episode by episode, however much game by game you are able to clear on any given week.
Yeah, so if you need somebody to blindly hold your hand and blindly lead you forward blindly, we are here to do that.
Like the most spoiler-free Last of Us video game podcast, Jess, that could possibly exist is the one that we're talking about right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I think that's exciting. I think for anybody who hasn't played the game and wants to like play along with us, you don't have any worries about... you shouldn't worry at all about spoilers because it's not even possible for us to spoil you on it. I'm very, very excited about this.
Yeah, first you got to know what The Last of Us is, which is an ongoing process, which I think we can dig into here on this podcast, because The Last of Us, while it is based on a historic video game, I think it's about to have its big breakout pop culture moment thanks to HBO. Zed, I would love to know, like, what do you know about The Last of Us?
I know we are calling it the Mushroom Game.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. I think it's going to be scary and sad.
Uh-huh.
I think the animation is pretty realistic looking from the handful of GIFs I have seen in the Discord channel.
Severely detailed.
And post-apocalyptic zombies, but not zombies.
Yep.
I guess.
Yeah, that's basically it. Jess, what have you clocked at The Last of Us? A little bit more than Zed, because I know that your husband, Will, has played the game, and I am to understand that you played like a tiny bit of it.
I've played like 10 to 15 minutes of this game, so I know more than Zed in terms of I know like the basic story structure and like what the kind of the inciting incident is of the game. I know that there are like zombie-like creatures. I know there are different types, though. I know it's not like just like Walking Dead style, like zombies. Like there's
What did the Walking Dead zombies sound like?
Yeah. I feel like that's the noise they make. They just grunt at you.
Yeah.
I know there are like something called clickers.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other names, but I don't know any of them. And some of them are very fast and very scary. Some of them are very slow.
If they're bugs, I'm going to be so upset.
No, it's all based
just,
on mushrooms.
Just video game bugs.
Yeah, I think it's all like, I think you're right in that there are mushrooms somehow involved, though I think maybe that's how it spread. I don't really know. From what I'm to understand.
A lot?
Yeah,
spores. Mm-hmm. From what I'm to understand, it's extremely sad and also really it can be very scary, which is why I will be playing during the daytime.
Yeah, lights on for The Last
lights
of Us.
On.
Is that how you're going to do it? Zed, do you scare easily?
I don't like jump scares, but I don't think I scare particularly easily. But can't wait to play a really sad game in the most depressing months in New York.
Yeah.
January and February seems like a great time to be really sad.
We're here for that seasonal depression.
we're just going to lean into it hard.
Let's lean in all the way. Well, I think that you'll find glimmers of hope in The Last of Us here and there. If you squint.
It's literally my middle name.
Yes, you will find some hard rock hope in The Last of Us the further in you get. No, I think you both have the basic shape of what it is. And we've already, in the kickoff podcast, I think Mike, Grace, and Taryn did a really good job of giving you a much more detailed look at what the show is about. I think that, for the sake of this podcast specifically, where Zed and Jess, you're going to be playing, chapter by chapter, beat by beat as you go through. I think I'm borrowing from Retrograde Amnesia, a great video game podcast that has that as their tagline. So let me just credit the source that you're going to be going through this incrementally alongside the episodes. And for people who are really studiously listening to this podcast, I think that they're in the same boat with you. I think many of them are. or at least many of them are going to be Last of Us veterans who want to hear fresh takes.
Who want to laugh at us.
Yeah, who want to know. The Last of Us laugh at us. Like, I think I think that there is going to be some pleasure in that for me, for sure. But I think that it's always really fun to get a totally unique, fresh perspective on something that has so many expectations built into it. Like this show. I think that this show is something that people who are very fond of the game feel very, very, very passionately and strongly about. So I think that there is a chance that this is not like going to be the game where you, the podcast where you definitely necessarily have humongous reverence for what The Last of Us is. I think you'll have very honest opinions about the game and how it's playing for you and how it's shaping up. I think you'll be able to have conversations about the episodes on HBO as they air as well. But it's going to be a really fun accompaniment for people who are playing the game for the first time. And just that's a lot of people I've seen in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord, patreon.com/postshowrecaps, people who are signing up to play The Last of Us for the very first time. Now they've got a podcast to do that alongside.
Yeah, it should be fun. I don't know that, like, again, we are not here to teach you anything. It's more that we're here to tell you about our experiences playing this game for the first time, and potentially how good or most likely bad at it we are, and how maybe how scary it is, or just like how the emotional beats hit in the game versus the show, I think is something I'm interested in. I've never been one to like play a ton of games with a ton of cutscenes, so I think that's going to be interesting as like video games as a story vehicle for us, and kind of seeing how all of that hits.
You are typically a Call of Duty person, if I'm not mistaken, Jess.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, Zed, yesterday I was talking to Jess about the Last of Us First Play podcast. She's like, yeah, well, you know, I've played some, you know, I had like my Call of Duty days. I was like, excuse me? Jess?
Just in passing. Like, obviously.
It was so casual that Jess Sterling, who is like the brightest and most effervescent person on Post Show Recaps, it's like, yeah, I used to just rip shit up on Call of Duty.
Yeah, if you were going to guess which of the two of us had a history of playing Call of Duty.
It's not Jess.
The thing is, when I was in college, like very in my early 20s, I don't know if it, I think it was Modern Warfare that came out. And my boyfriend at the time really liked to play it. And so then I got in on it. And then I got like really into it. And there, I was just like, I liked sniping. I liked just like boom, 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 boom. We would do like the online version where you're playing against people and you have like the headsets and you have like 12-year-olds like screaming profanity at you.
Did you scream back?
No, because I feel like even then I was like, I'm not into this part of it.
Yeah.
But I really did. I'm very competitive, and I liked the, once I got used to the controls, I was decently good at shooting. Now, have any of those skills been retained over time? I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm not bad at video games, but I do feel the pressure sometimes when I'm playing a video game of like, you know, the anxiety hits when you're in the boss level and this big gigundo person is coming at you and you're like, I'm about to die and I don't want to restart the level. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. I would say beyond the Modern Warfare Call of Duty days, I grew up on Nintendo, strictly on Nintendo. I was not like a PlayStation person per se until my teen years when I got to play some Grand Theft Auto, which I also do very much enjoy.
Oh my gosh. This is surprising stuff is happening here from Jess Sterling today.
I was given a free copy of like the first three Grand Theft Auto games, and I still haven't opened it. And that was
they're
like
really offensive. But
highly offensive.
There's something so fun about stealing a car and then like just going away with it. But I don't like it when the cops get called.
It happens a lot. You get 5 stars real quick if you're not careful.
I really can't. Yeah, no. But I did like Grand Theft Auto, so I've played some games that do involve like guns and shooting. Not a ton. Nowadays in my 30s, I'm into the cozy games.
You're trying to build an island on Animal Crossing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the Animal Crossing. It's the Spirited. It's all of those types of games. The cozy games.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a cozy game, Zed, but it is a very story-driven game, which has kind of been your bread and butter on the video game podcast that we've done here on Post Show Recaps over the last couple of years, because you've been rocking Final Fantasy, which is, you know, those are JRPGs, and the name of the game with a JRPG is story, 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 really above gameplay. What was that sort of infamous quote that I said about games and like it's important that they play well once upon upon a time.
Yeah, something about like being able to play the video game is an important part of the video game. Something to that effect.
For me, as somebody who is like a story-driven video game fan first and foremost, I really do think that like I engage the story more than I engage the gameplay. I'm somebody who really likes to watch people play video games rather than play them myself, because I do get scared, and I'm also not very good at them. But Zed, you have been really in on story-driven games for a while. Last of Us is really going to be in your wheelhouse in that regard. I don't know how much you've heard about this as sort of a narrative experience, let alone like the details of the plot, but this is considered like the cinematic video game, that this video game almost plays like a TV show, which makes the adaptation something that people are pretty hyped about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I know, I can't remember who it was who posted in the Discord that they were a little nervous because they love the game so much that it would be nearly impossible for the TV show to do the video game justice. So it sounds like the stakes are high. Obviously, there's a lot of investment from a large fan community around this game, which has been out for quite some time, right?
2013, right?
2013 is when it came out initially.
And
yeah.
It will come to PC finally in March.
We want to issue a blanket apology to the great Cathario himself, Adam H., who was very excited to play along on the Last of Us First Play podcast. And then we found out, wait, this isn't on PC yet? What the hell? It really is like a big dropped ball, I feel like, that that HBO and Naughty Dog couldn't arrange for The Last of Us video game to be on PC at the same time as it's premiering in January. It's going to be March, early March, that the game hits.
Yeah, like right around when the season ends, I think.
Pretty close. Maybe Adam can play fast and you can have him on as a guest.
He cannot play fast. Speaking from the last, I don't know, 9 months of experience, he cannot play fast.
Very fun. Very, very fun.
All due respect to my dear friend Adam, with whom I will be wrapping up our Final Fantasy coverage for now this coming week.
Momentarily. So I want to talk you through a couple of things about the game. So I think for people who are going to be wanting to play alongside the podcast, I think it's going to be something that sort of has to evolve as you're watching the show and certainly as time allows. I think the suggestion that I have for the podcast, and it's your podcast, so you tell me what you want to do. I don't think you should play past the story beats of an episode of The Last of Us TV show. Does that seem fair?
Sure.
It tracks, yeah.
And I
so
think you
are
watch
we watching the episode and then playing the game?
I think
so
that's
know how far to go.
I think that that's probably how it should go, at least for one of you. I think one of you should watch The Last of Us TV show first and then play enough of the game to get to the point. Then maybe one of you should play the portions of the game first and then watch the episode of The Last of Us.
I mean, I volunteer as tribute to watch first. There's no way I'm not going to be able to watch it on like Sunday night. And my Great. Husband's going to be just like watching it without me on the couch. I just have to quarantine myself in the bedroom.
Okay.
And
it sounds like that might be relevant. But I think that works perfectly because my intention is to have Mushroom Mondays and stream on
Hell
Mondays.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you watch Sunday, then tell me how far to play, and then I will play it without having watched it on Monday.
I think that that is the perfect way to go. Twitch.tv/HardRockHope to watch Zed play on Mushroom Mondays, The Last of Us. And I think that not going beyond the scope of any given episode is the way I'd recommend it. It has been said, it's been reported widely that the first season of HBO's The Last of Us is going to extend across the entirety of the first game of The Last of Us. So in 9 episodes, they're going to clear the entire first game of The Last of Us. So it should pace out pretty nicely. Mm-hmm. Might get a little confusing when they make some swerves to the narrative here and there, because there are reports that that is coming, that there are a couple of deviations that are happening. That'll be part of the fun of the podcast, I think, is doing some compare and contrast. I want to talk to you about the difficulty of this game. There are, I think The Last of Us was a really celebrated game because it had some revolutionary difficulty settings.
Mm-hmm.
That the difficulty settings include grounded, which is the hardest way to play the game. The Last of Us fandom.com page says that it's for the toughest of the hardcore. Supplies are next to non-existent. Enemies do triple damage.
Oh my God.
You don't have the heads up display. And so
oh,
on
no.
and so forth. Then there's a step down from that, Zed, is Survivor mode. Can't get away from Survivor as hard as I try. Survivor mode for players that want a considerable challenge. Supplies are extremely rare to find. Game hints, prompts, and listen mode are disabled. You'll learn about listen mode as you play. Enemies do double damage. So, Jess, that's not so bad. If we go from triple damage to double damage, you know, it could be worse.
Well, triple damage definitely is worse than double, but also sounds like double the double amount is of worse damage I'd want to take.
Regular?
Yeah. All right. So a step down from Survivor is hard. Now it gets difficult.
What?
Now it gets hard.
I was going to say RIP to Hard Mode Mondays being replaced by Mushroom Mondays, but apparently not.
No, so
still going to be hard.
So hard is the medium setting.
Think about the sentence that you just uttered.
Yeah.
Hard is the medium setting.
Hard is the medium setting. And in fact, you cannot unlock Survivor as a setting until you have already beaten the game on either easy, normal, or hard. Those are the three baseline difficulty levels. You can only play Grounded if you buy it. You have to buy Grounded.
Your misery.
Mode.
Yeah.
Who does that to themselves? If you do that, please let me know. Are you okay?
Well, it's not yuck anyone's yum here.
But that sounds so hot. Like, who's
which
gonna
I already am
miserable?
Yucking by saying that. I believe that was a note in the Post Show Recaps 2022 survey from one person. Like, please don't say yuck your yum anymore.
And I hate that. I personally, that wasn't
violated.
Me, but I personally hate that phrase. So shout out to that one
My
person.
Apologies. Never change, Wiggler. So the three base difficulty settings for The Last of Us that are available to you. Hard, normal, easy. From hard all the way down to easy. Hard is for experienced players. Supplies are rare to come by. Non-infected enemies are more aggressive and use cover often. It sounds like they're smart. They know to like cover from your aggressive attacks, Jess.
Listen, I want my enemies to be just all over, just out and about, ambling on in their existence so that I can easily kill them and move on with my day.
Yeah. Normal mode, Zed, is for casuals. Normal is for casuals.
Ouch. That ouch.
Yeah. Normal
is painful to know what the heck easy is going to be for.
Normal is for casual players. Supplies spawn at a normal rate. Enemies are moderately strong. Sharp melee weapons spawn late in the game, which is tough. You really would love a sharp weapon pretty early on, I think, if you can get it.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
Yes. The Last of Us versus Sharp Objects is not a podcast that we are going to be doing here on Push Over.
Well, my intent was to play on normal mode, but now they've called me a casual, and I don't know if that's fair.
A filthy casual at that. So the base level is normal. The easiest mode, easy, is for beginners. A lot of ammunition. This is according to the fandom page. A lot of ammunition, crafting supplies, melee weapons and healing items are spawned in the world. Also, the enemies are quite easy to kill. Does it come as any surprise that that's how I played The Last of Us?
No, 0% surprised. Would have spent a lot of money on it.
That's how I played the game.
This sounds like the perfect way for me to play the game. Like, hi, it's me. I'm the beginner. It's me.
Yeah.
Like, give me all the supplies. Make my enemies slow and stupid. Sounds perfect.
It's a pretty good way to play, I gotta say. If all you want is the story and like some of the freaky deekies, but not all of the freaky deekies, if you don't want like the spooky yookies, but you want some of them, I would play easy mode.
So they all rhyme, so there's no clickers. It's freaky deekies and spooky yookies.
Well, I don't want to spoil the experience for you.
What are we rhyming clickers with?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want to go there.
I don't want to say the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's hence why I asked the question.
Yeah.
All right. Jess is going to play on easy. I'll play on normal.
Okay.
I am not punishing myself with hard mode Mushroom Mondays. just after finishing my second totally unnecessary playthrough of Final Fantasy VII Remake on hard mode.
I think that that's fair. I think you also want to give yourself some room to replay the game, because once you know the story, it's really fun to replay. I think The Last of Us is a very replayable game. I think that there is a quality about The Last of Us that, for me, especially playing it on easy mode, it was really like I was watching a show that I got to like dive mm-hmm. into the world in like a kind of shallow way, because it's not terribly hard. But you get to engage with it on that level, and going back and experiencing it once you do know some of the story twists and turns that it takes, you get to track a lot of the things that are setting up some of the story beats deeper into the game. Really, really fun stuff. But yeah, Jess, I think if you want to play with the lights on, I think another thing you can do for yourself is easy. Zed, yeah. I suspect you're going to crush normal mode would be my guess.
You know, you might think that, and as we have said, just finished Final Fantasy VII Remake in hard mode as I was streaming it, a game I already got the platinum trophy for, and I still learned how bad I am at this game, as people who are serious about it told me all the things I was doing mm-hmm. wrong yeah. as they were watching me play it. I was learning new things right up to the very end of the game on my fourth playthrough at this point. So hopefully normal mode is, you know, a little challenging, but not miserable. And we'll see how it goes.
All right. We'll see how it goes as The Last of Us first play. I think these podcasts are going to be dropping on Saturdays, so it's a fun way to spend your Last of Us weekend. One last shot at The Last of Us before we move to the new episode. You want to play alongside for the very first time The Last of Us? You've got friends in Jess and Zed. I think you'll have some special guests bobbing and weaving through the podcasts along the way. You could summon a study guide, and instead of it being like a wiki page, it could just be a human being.
Oh my god, like the old school walkthrough books where they were paper and you would buy them and there were like little magazines that would help you play video games. Remember those?
Yeah, Zed, remember when books were paper?
Yeah.
Stop it. Like this?
Yeah. Once upon a time.
Like books, the magazines. Now you just Google it.
Yeah, books were paper once upon a time.
Or when you had to call on the telephone and get the video game spoiled for you by the Nintendo helpline.
That's happened. That has happened before. Let's not talk about that. I don't need to be re-traumatized on the podcast right now.
This stuck with me.
Yeah. I would love to swing back through. I want to like break the fourth wall and come in and see how the thing is going, if you'll have me every once in a while. I would love to check in on how your adventure across America, some sort of mushroom kingdom, as it were, is going. So from time to time, week to week, you could expect I think a wild Wiggler will pop up to see how it's going for the two of you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, should be fun. Make sure you're subscribed. Post-show recaps, Last of Us, wherever you get your podcasts, you can search that way. If you want to search by URL to add the RSS link to your podcast feed, postshowrecaps.com/Last of Us or postshowrecaps.com/Lou. If you want to get ad-free versions of some of the Last of Us podcasts, we have that on the Post Show Recaps Patreon, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. I think we'll put this one up ad-free each and every week, so you can enjoy those. And if they record early, we can do some early access drops for this podcast as well when relevant. So it's going to be a fun time. If you want to be a patron right now, people are really excited about Last of Us. You'd have a really fun community to interact with as the show is trucking along. You can also enjoy Mushroom Mondays alongside Brooklyn Zed when you follow them at twitch.tv/hardrockhope.
That's right. It'll be Monday evenings, I believe. I'm hopefully in a bit of a job shift right now, but the goal is Monday evenings on Twitch. The schedule's posted there. You can also hit me up on Twitter if you would like to join my Discord for further updates and conversation about The Last of Us, at Hard Rock Hope, wherever you can find me, and watch me cry on Twitch, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare. I don't want to see that. That sounds horrible. Yeah, I don't know if that sold it for me.
You put me in this position, Josh. This is your fault.
You're happy about it. We're all happy about this. This is a good deal. Jess,
I've been told I'm going to cry. That's all I know.
Jess is on the internet as well at the Jess Sterling, where you can find her. Jess and I are bringing community building back online this week. If you are not aware of community building, it is the Post Show Recaps rewatch of Community, where I am the Jess and Zed of Community in that I'm experiencing it for the very first time. I have not seen any of Community before this podcast. We are finally through with season four, Jess, and season five is beginning this week.
I'm so excited. This is why I couldn't bring season four into the new year.
Season four was survivor mode of Community.
I couldn't do it. We're going to thrive. You know what? No more surviving. We're going to be thriving with season five.
Easy mode.
Thriving with season five. Thriving five in.
Let's work on that offline. Not so sure. But if you want to subscribe to that podcast, if you're a Community fan, you don't know about it, PostShowRecaps.com/community is the RSS link. But you can just go Community Building, PostShowRecaps in the search function of your podcatcher of choice. Next up in the Last of Us podcast feed, I'm going to get together with LaTanya. We're going to kick off the Last of Us versus Station 11 podcast. We're going to tell you about Station 11. If you haven't seen it before, we'll give you a little bit of an overview of that show, get you prepped for that one. It's going to be a really good accompaniment to The Last of Us. They both have a lot in common and then some really important departure points between the two of them as well. I think it's going to be a really, really fun podcast and I cannot wait to do it. So LT and I will be back later in the week to talk about that project here. And then when we're done, Last of Us coverage kicks off in earnest. Mike and Grace will have their recap of The Last of Us series premiere. Big episode, long episode. It's like almost feature length, the premiere episode. So clear some room in your schedule on Sunday nights. When they are done, then Grace and Taryn will do the video game spoiler club. I'll get together with LaTanya for Versus. Perhaps we will have a bonus feedback show somewhere in there. I believe for premiere week, Rob and I are going to be talking about it on the Rob and Josh talk show. We'll get Rob's takes on The Last of Us. And then Zed and Jess are going to be crying on Twitch and on a podcast as they are doing their first play of The Last of Us. Very exciting times. I cannot wait for this journey. I hope the two of you are excited.
Yeah, I'm for excited. What it's worth, you can also watch me have a great time playing Final Fantasy IV on Fridays. But we will be playing The Last of Us on Mondays on Twitch.
Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be good times. Jess, are you nervous or are you excited?
More excited than nervous. I think that, you know, on easy mode, I don't know that I'm going to have a hard time. And I can deal with some traumatic, sad stuff. So I think I'll be all right.
All right. Well, traumatic, sad stuff coming your way to the Last of Us podcast feed imminently. Until then, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.